C. difficile causes infectious diarrhea, and you're most likely to pick it up in a contaminated hospital or long-term care facility. 14,000 people die from it every year nationwide. What's more, it resists most antibiotics, so it's hard to treat. But until recently, there's been no requirement to report or monitor outbreaks. Lisa Waldowski is an infection control specialist with the Joint Commission, the nation's primary hospital accreditation body.
We're just beginning to define the prevalence of C. difficile in hospitals. Typically, we've been behind the eight ball and address C. difficile once it's already been identified and you're following up on an outbreak.
Waldowski says 2013 is the first year the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have required hospitals to track these infections. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.